What is the bike size of Annemiek van Vleuten? Hello everybody. My name is Mika from dmcx.com and I'm recording this podcast on Sunday, the 11th September 2022, which is the last day of the Vuelta a España and also the Serra Tizit Challenge by La Vuelta, which means it is the women's version of La Vuelta, which is a 1 week stage race, and it is, well, it just did end up as I'm recording this podcast. And the winner of the general classification of the GC is Annemiek van Vleuten. What a coincidence. Annemiek van Vleuten is a Dutch rider from the Netherlands, and she's racing for the team Movistar from Spain. So you can understand that's going to be a big deal for Spain with the Spanish team. Well, she's a Dutch rider, but she's racing for a Spanish team, which is great for Spain and for Spanish people. Right. So this is my first podcast about a woman bike, actually. And the reason is I would love to do more. It's just whenever I ask questions to the pro cycling women, none of them reply. This is unfortunately unfortunate. I think they might not get my point, which is very nerdy, of course. And most of pro cycling people just care about their performance more than their bike. So a guy asking about their bike size, it doesn't seem like it's going to be the most important thing to respond to. So this is the reason why I have so few bike review of the ladies, but nonetheless, I'm trying to improve and increase my reviews of the ladies' bikes, or I should say, the women's road racing bikes. Right, Annemiek van Vleuten is 1.68 meters tall, and she weighs 59 kilograms at her peak form. She's a GC type of rider. She's excellent climber. But she can win everything. She won 2 times the World Championship of Women's Individual Time Trial, and then she won so many races. The sound you hear behind me is because we are right now in the middle of a very strong typhoon hitting the little island where I'm living, which is Ishigaki. So please forgive me if it's a bit noisy. This is the wind, but I wanted to record a podcast absolutely today. So Annemiek van Vleuten is racing on a Canyon bike because the team Movistar Women's is got the same sponsor as the men's. So Annemiek is racing on the Canyon Aero Road CFR, and the bike size is XS, extra small. Canyon recommends the Aero Road size XS to people from 1.66 meters to 1.72 meters. Annemiek van Vleuten is 1.68 meters. Perfect. Everybody's happy. She's spot on the recommended size. She does race with a 170 millimeters crank lens, and the stem length is 80 millimeter, and the handlebar width is set at 380 millimeter. That's the Canyon SP 0018 stem and bar combo. The saddle, she used a Physic Vento Argo 00, and she got 0 millimeter setback type of Canyon seat post. Unfortunately, I do not have the saddle position. I don't know the height of it, and I don't know the fore and aft. But well, it is a normal bike for a person of 1 meter, 1 meters, for the size of Annemiek. For 1.68 meters, she got the right size, basically. She's spot on, and she looked very good on it. She's well seated, very efficient. I like the shoes. She used the Physique shoes. She used, I think the right model of the shoes is the Physique Power Strap R2 Aero Wave. They are really, really nice shoes. And they look comfortable, and the strap to lock them, so it can adjust to each person's size, I mean the foot size. It's very nice. The bike are equipped with the Zip group set. Not the Zip, sorry. The group set is SRAM, and the wheels are the Zip wheels. That's the Zip 303 fitted with Continental Competition tubular tires in 25mm section. The brakes, the disc brakes are 160 at the front and 140 at the rear. Despite that she is lightweight, like many pro riders, she could have used 140 front, but SRAM don't seem to have those type of size of disc rotor. She uses a Look KO 2 Max carbon pedals. And I think that's it. I've been through everything. So yeah, this is her bike size. She look very good on the bike. Like, what I mean very good is like very well positioned. So unfortunately, the day when I get the saddle height data, I will update my homepage, which is dmcx.com. Meanwhile, I thank you for being here, and I give you a virtual high five, and I look for you to the next episode.